In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. The national COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard. Weekly data from the week ending on May 20th indicate hospital admissions are at a low level in every county in North Carolina and almost 100% of the counties in the U.S. Buncombe County's COVID-19 hospitalizations have decreased. The number of weekly deaths due to COVID-19 in the U.S. has decreased by about 13%. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson County's wastewater data for the week ending on May 17th is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a light blue level, representing the second lowest of the five groups. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample has decreased over the past 15 days. The Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to know that COVID-19 can affect people differently. Some people have mild symptoms, like a cold, and others have more severe symptoms, like a bad case of the flu. Some effects can be long-lasting. Older adults and immunocompromised people are at a higher risk of developing severe illness and being hospitalized. The CDC recommends that people in these groups get an updated COVID-19 bivalent booster because it gives added protection. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. For extra protection, wear an efficient medical-grade mask. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, your doctor may recommend medical treatment. More and more Americans have developed some immunity to COVID-19 from immunizations and previous infection. New variants continue to infect people with the most at-risk groups more susceptible to severe illness.